Exercise 3, page 17.
Good morning, everyone. I'm talking to our entertainment guru, Anita Ryan, about a pretty scary and unusual new attraction. Anita?
Thanks, Bob. It's definitely not everybody's idea of a good time, but horror fans in the north of England have the chance to step inside a horror film scenario overnight at Horror Camp Live.
Really? How does that work exactly?
Well, it involves spending a whole night in a horror show in which you are actually part of the performance. It's sort of an interactive game that's full of surprises designed to shock and terrify you. The fun, if you can call it that, begins as darkness falls, when the participants gather round a campfire near the tents where they will spend the night. While they eat a meal of barbecued food, a recent horror movie is shown to get everybody in the right mood. Soon, the campers become part of a gruesome story that involves experiments on human beings at a sinister institution near the camp, the unfortunate results of those experiments, and a serial killer called Lockjaw.
Are you serious? So what kind of people actually enjoy this sort of thing?
Basically, mainly horror film fans, but also some curious souls. Those who take part need to be willing to become separated from their friends in order to undergo a number of spooky challenges in both indoor and outdoor environments in full or semi-darkness.
So, is there a team of animators orchestrating this, or how does it work?
Actually, there are different actors playing characters who want to harm you and making sure the experience feels as real as possible. You never know what's going to happen to you next. You may have to make your way along a narrow tunnel or be confronted with a strange and disturbing odour. Your progress through the scenarios might be interrupted by a sudden fog, a mysterious noise, or even a splash of water.
It does sound quite scary to me.
Indeed it is. It's so scary that it's recommended that only people aged over 18 with a healthy heart and strong nerves sign up. Although youngsters between 14 and 18 are allowed to take part if an adult accompanies them. And everyone is warned that they may be touched by the performers, who may even simulate torture.
And does this go on all through the night?
Well, you remain on the site for a full 13 hours. But the organisers promise in their publicity material that several hours will be set aside for sleeping, if you can relax enough.
And you said that this is popular at the moment, right?
That's right. Every tent sold out nearly every time it was held in the summer. And the company behind it markets it as an alternative pre-marriage night out for both men and women and their friends. It may be a night out that would only appeal to a minority of people. In fact, it's many people's worst nightmare. But the horror nights are indeed proving popular.
All right. Thanks, Anita.